This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, March 20th. Okay, so what happens on Fridays, especially as we go into a weekend, traders like to clean out their inventories. And you're seeing that right now. Now, it may change towards the close, but the reason they're doing this is there's just uncertainty because of the war and all the latest developments. So don't let that bother you. Now, on a serious note, we have treasury yields backing up, even on short-term treasuries. So that's spooking some people, okay? And, of course, the big news today is Supermicro. Three of their folks got indicted by the Justice Department, and they're on leave now, and the company is cooperating with the government. They issued a pretty good statement, in my opinion. So Supermicro is 9% of NVIDIA sales. Their order backlog is over 4 years out. This isn't going to affect them, okay? Some of these guys were selling rack systems to China via Taiwan, and that's why they got indicted. So the fact that the company itself wasn't charged is good. So I just want to take a step back and let you know how strong sales are. Supermicro sales are supposed to be up 170.75% this quarter, okay? Last quarter, they're up 123%. NVIDIA sales, of course, are going to be up 100% next year. They pre-announced that at their tech conference. And then we just had Micron Technology announce 196% sales. So what's going on in the data center world is they get these glitches and bottlenecks. So memory was a bottleneck, and then you saw Micron Technology explode. You saw Seagate Technology explode. The optical companies have been rallying this week. Siena is probably the best example. That's CIEN. But Corning's another one. I don't own Corning at this time. That's GLW. And data center construction is now overseeing all construction, leading all construction in America now. It's over 50%. So we can't stop this train, okay? We're going down this train. Now, unscrupulous short sellers come out and they try to attack these winners because, you know, let's face it, their sales are parabolic, okay? The problem with trying to prick these bubbles is the sales are still accelerating. Even from Supermicro, our sales are going from 123% to 170.75%. NVIDIA is going from 79% to over 100%. So what's happening is these are not good bubbles to prick. And you're also pricking stocks now that have very low forecasted P ratios. NVIDIA is under 15 times forecasted earnings. Micron's always been a low P ratio stock because memory price has been volatile. And Supermicro, of course, is a single-digit P ratio. So what do you do? Well, basically, you wait for the earnings to come out, okay? I don't like to overreact. I don't like to let the short sellers who are scum jerk my stocks around. I just keep my head down and follow the fundamentals. So that's what we should do. And of course, there is a fear of, worldwide recession because of higher energy prices. But I do want to assure you that the U.S. remains the oasis in the world because we're food and energy independent, okay? I'm keenly aware that Canada is now in recession, okay? Canada not only has lost the equivalent of us losing over a million jobs in a month, they just lost another 100,000 people. Their population's shrinking, okay? Populations in Asia are shrinking. Northern Europe are shrinking. Economies don't grow when you're losing people. So the U.S. has population growth from a higher birth rate and also from immigration. We do assimilate people. And then India, of course, has high birth rate, but as they get urbanized, it's supposed to slow down. And then, believe it or not, Persia, Iran, is a pretty young country. So if they ever get back into the world community and integrated, that's going to be a growth area too. Of course, they got to rebuild now. But we have to, you know, let the regime change happen. So, you know, it's interesting what's happening. It'll be interesting if our Marines take over that one island where Iran ships most of its fuel. And so all I can tell you is as we look out, the uncertainty is going to diminish, okay? And that's that. And so I just think we should let the fundamentals drive the stocks, not let the worry warts, mess with our portfolios, you know. I read the British press. It's incredibly negative, okay? I mean, you would think America's, you know, their worst colony, you know, just the way they talk about us, okay? And here's from a country where half the people can't even pay their electric bill without a government subsidy. So, you know, we live in a world where sensational headlines make the news. Google Analytics controls a lot of these headlines. And the bottom line, if we keep our head down, just focus on the fundamentals, we'll be fine. Now, one last comment. Obviously, gold had a really tough day yesterday. I'm still expecting the gold to be fine because our gold stocks have very strong forecast sales and earnings. Gold's not going away, folks, okay? You can invest in a currency with a central bank that's doing quantitative easing, or you can buy the U.S. dollar, or you can buy gold. Our new Fed chairman, Kevin Warsh, doesn't like quantitative easing. You can already see the dollar strengthen quite a bit. It'll continue to strengthen. All those people who did crypto should sell that and go to gold, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not worried about gold. But the main thing you should be aware of is that, you know, our best defense, strong offense. And we still have double-digit forecasted sales, double-digit forecast earnings growth all this year on the S&P. And, of course, we have much stronger growth than that. So let's not let the worry warts, the naysayers, the British media, and other just negative people, you know, ruin the party. Okay, I don't have many companies with over 100% sales growth. And that's what Supermicro, NVIDIA will have next year, and of course, Micron has now. So we should just let those spectacular results come out, firm up the stocks, and we'll go from there. So that's it. I just want to update you what's happening. Hang in there, folks. I know you don't enjoy the gyrations, but as you know, when the market turns, our stocks move so fast. Good stocks always bounce like fresh tennis balls. So I'm waiting for a big bounce here, and hopefully we'll be getting that no later than next week. Take care, everybody. It's Lee Navalier.